With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tēnā koutou katoa, e whakarongo mai nā, nau mai hoki mai ki Everyday Māori.
Nau mai, hoki mai.
Nau mai, hoki mai. The podcast where we teach you te reo Māori that you can use in everyday situations, or so we hope.
Koe rā te whāinga, that's the objective, right? Aye.
What episode are we on now, actually, Hemi?
Aua, hea ha tēnei. Toru te kauma, whā te kauma,
rima te kauma. E au atu hoki.
E au pa.
So we broke up the R and the O category episode into two.
Aye. It's a big kaupapa.
Mm.
Lots to talk about in R and O. And e te iwi, Apira does all the, you know, the edits. He's the man who creates the magic. And he was editing this episode that was like 30 minutes long. And so we thought of you out there. We thought, we really enjoy your feedback. So if you've got feedback, you can contact us at Everyday Māori on Instagram or on Facebook. And one of the key things that people say is they enjoy how short the lessons are, the akuranga are. You know, I think they're normally between 10 and 20 minutes, somewhere around there.
Mm.
Yeah.
So if you're enjoying the content, feel free to give us a positive rating on whatever you're listening to us on.
Tika. Mm. All right. And if you've got ideas for content, we appreciate that as well. Yeah.
Mm. Cool. Me huri ki te kaupapa o te rā, ne?
Tika. Ko te kaupapa o te rā, e whai ana I te āmete o, following anō, talking about ownership or possession, belonging. Kia titiro ake tātou.
Ka pai.
Ko te mahi tuatahi, he pātai ki a koutou. First, I want to ask you a question. What do you already know about this kaupapa, where we're talking about things that belong to us, and we're saying, this is my phone, or this is my house. There's a word that we use
tāku, right? Or tōku?
Aye, we could use that. We could use that.
That's what most people are probably accustomed to.
Wire. This is my phone. Koenei tāku wire.
There's another word, though, that we're going to look at today.
Aye. And it's like tāku and tōku, but it starts with N.
Mm. Nāku and nōku.
Nāku and nōku. Ai, koia. Which is going to sit at the start of the sentence. And so that's where the focus is, at the start of the sentence. We're talking about belonging. We immediately know we're talking about belonging when the sentence starts with nā or nō. This is different, though, to what we talked about in episode Ruatiko Mā Iwa, episode 29, when we talked about nā wai I whakarite te kai, ne? Who cooked the food. There we're talking about an action that had been completed. Here we're talking about ownership.
Okay.
Mm. Cool. For example, to ask the question, whose phone is this? Yeah. Someone's left their phone lying around. Whose phone is this? We're going to start with that word, nā.
Nā. Nā hemi te waia.
Nā hemi te waia, if it belongs to hemi. Asking the question, though, whose phone is it in the first instance?
Ah, nā wai te waia.
Nā wai te waia. Mm. Nā wai tēnei waia. Nā wai tēnei waia. Aye, and then replacing wai with the answer.
Okay. Nā hemi te waia.
Nā hemi te waia. And if it belongs to me or you or him or her or them, one person, so singular, we've got those words that we use.
Mm.
It's mine.
As in my own, as in I'm saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Nāku.
Nāku. Nāku te waia.
Mm.
Nāku, it's mine. Which, you know, I'll probably answer when speaking if someone says, nā wai tēnei waia, nāku. Ne, it's mine. Kind of, you know, speaking in short. If the person doesn't recognise it and you're like, it's yours.
No, te waia.
No. It's theirs.
Nāna.
Nāna te waia. Nāna tēnei waia. That person over there. One person. And then we can add in a pronoun, nā rāua, it belongs to them. Nā tātou, it belongs to all of us. Or a person's name. like you did before.
Nā hemi, hei tauira.
Nā hemi. Or we might say nā te, and then give another word, like a noun. So it's like, it's the man's.
Nā te tāne.
Nā te tāne rā. It's that man's over there. Kapai. Kapai.
So where does the distinction come in here with nōku?
It just goes back to anō. So nāku and nōku both mean it's mine, it belongs to me. We just need to be thinking about the subject of the sentence. What's the subject of the sentence? So the subject in that first sentence was a wire, and we talked about wire being hangarau, technology, and that sits in the R category. So I'm going to go nāku te wire. The phone's mine.
Okay, cool. So we've got to kind of know which category it's going to sit in and what that relationship is to employ this.
And that's why it was really important, Ewama, to go through anō, like really, really look at it and go through it. Because all of these sentences, not all of them, but some of the sentences we're going to be looking at now and in the future, me whakaro ki te a me te o. You have to think about anō.
So if anyone's still feeling a little iffy on it, maybe revisit the last two episodes and just try and strengthen your understanding there. And something we forgot to mention in those was look up this image of the whēke. Because it'll help you to learn. Some people are more visual learners, and it might help to actually look at this image that we were referencing during those episodes. So, yeah, how would someone find that, Hemi, that image?
The image of the whēke?
Mm.
Actually, I Googled it. I think I Googled ngā kawekawe o te whēke, looking for some resources when I was teaching, and I saw two or three images come up that I don't know if someone had kind of created it look like, just done their own little like drawing illustration. And I grabbed that off Google Images. Thank you, whoever created that.
Ngā mihi. So, ngā kawe kawe o te whēke.
Ngā kawe kawe o te whēke.
Cool.
So we looked at nāku te wire. The phone's mine. It belongs to me. What's a sentence ehua where the subject would sit in the or category and you'd use nōku?
Nōku te whare.
Nōku tēnei whare. Ai. Or no mātou tēnei whare.
Okay, yeah.
No tātou tēnei whare. This house belongs to us. No tātou tēnei whare. No wai te waka.
Nōku te waka.
Whose is the car? No wai te waka. Who does the car belong to? It belongs to me.
Nā wai te kai.
Nā tātou. Nā tātou. Ai. Pai tēnā pātai. And if you think about having a shared kai, the kai belongs to all of us. Nā tātou te kai. This is going to lead into the next part.
Let's go.
So we talked about nāku nōku or nāno, and then depending on the kaupapa of the kōrero. And then we move into mamo. Mamo. So we've got nāno for things that we already own. They already belong to us. It's your waka. No te waka. It's our house, no tātou te whare, and it's our kai here, nā tātou te kai. We're going to use mamo when we talk about things that are intended for us, or things that are going to be for us, where we're going to possess them or own them.
Right, so it does come back to kind of possession again, but it's not yet happened. We will possess it in the future is kind of what's implied, ma and mo.
Ma mo, ai. E pai tēnei reringa mō ngā perehana. I'm thinking about presents, when we gift things, or when we're preparing kai as well, like mā wai te kai, mā wai te kai.
Māku te kai.
Kau, mā ngā tamariki te kai. Yeah, like who's this food for? Mā ngā tamariki, it's for the kids. We can talk about possessing or owning food, you know, in this picture. Then that we would use that ma because it's going to be for them.
Okay, cool. Let's look at a few more examples of this then. What about, so I would say for a waka, mō wai te waka?
If someone's lucky enough to be gifted a Tesla or something like that, mō wai te Tesla nei. Mō, it's for you.
What about wai? Would I say mō wai te? Tēnei wai?
Mō wai, tēnei wai. Ai, tika. Who is this water for? And just going back to the kōrero before, it's different to the sentences that we discussed when we were talking about māku e horoi ngārihi.
Mm.
I'll wash the dishes. There we're talking about an action that's going to be completed. There is some connection there with the nā no mā mō with both of these types of sentences, because the nā no is always in the past, or we currently possess it, and mā mō is always talking about future. So there is a connection there, but here, rather than talking about, there's no actions, there's no verbs in any of these sentences.
Right.
We've got tū ingoa.
Mm. Things. This is for, the structure's for things. Right.
Mm-hmm. Aye.
Cool.
Keep there's a, reminds me of a pata, and I like to, you know, give examples of phrases that you might hear or that we use. And I remember being at a tangi, actually, and one of the kuia, it was the tangi of a whanaunga relation, and one of the kuia at the tangi asked me, "Nā waikwe? Nā waikwe?" And she was meaning, who do you belong to? You know, trying to figure out who I was in the whānau. Nā waikwe? And so my response was, "Ah, nā Carol, haho. I'm Carol's mokopuna." You know, literally, like, I belong to Carol. Yeah.
Right, okay. Mm.
Cool. Nā waikwe?
Nā Wairereraki au.
Aye. You belong to Wairereraki, your Wairererakis. What's another way we might use this? When we say it's my fault, we use this phrase a lot. Mm. We go, the fault is mine.
Nōku te he?
Nōku te he. Mm. A way to apologize and own the mistake, or, you know.
So in this case, what category is he?
He, I would say, is like a wāhanga of yourself, a part of you, or it could even be a whakāhua. So going back to like aroha, kare aroto ne, something that's from within you, belongs to you, that he, it's not an action as such.
Right.
Nōku te he. Aye. Nōku te hara, you hear sometimes.
Te hara?
Te hara. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, te tikanga.
Ko te hara, ko te sin. And it sounds a bit heavy, so yeah, you'd only use that when you've done something really, really bad and you want to apologize. Nōku te hara.
Okay.
Mm. And then just to give another example, common examples, we use that māku when a lot with kai. Like, ho mai he kai māku?
Give me that kai that's for me.
Give me some food for me.
Right, okay.
Aye. Going back to your sentence about water, ho mai he wai mōku?
Okay.
Give some water for me. Ho mai he wai mōku?
Is that kind of like, I want to get me some water?
Aye.
Oh, no, never mind.
Or I'm asking you to get me some water for me. Ho mai he wai mōku?
Okay.
Okay. Or like when we ask, would you like any food? He kai...
He kai mau?
He kai mau, aye, yeah. Okay. He kai mau.
Oh, yeah, he kaputi mau.
He kaputi, he kafe mau.
Kafe mau.
Yeah, like literally, yeah. Coffee for you.
Right,
you
know, okay, yeah.
Food for you. He kai mau. I think that's probably the most common everyday kind of language where we use this word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You could use it when ordering food as well. We wanted to order food in Te Reo Māori.
Tika. Kia ora, he Big Mac combo māku, aye, fries me te Coke Zero, tēnā koe. Ka bahe, ka nui tērā e wā mākai, pahu pahu noi ho māui, nānei, we're just waffling on now. Hoi anō, nā nō, mā mō.
Ko ia te kaupapa o te rā. Hoki mai anō a te rawiki, hoa mā.
Hei kona.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai, kia ukaipoa nō te reo.